Thank you for calling Real Deal Lawn and Landscape. Please press 1 if you are in.
This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you? I was following up. Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if something...
What is my past due balance?
It's $199.
How's that? Weren't we supposed to cancel it after the last month? Remember, I tried to cancel it last time, and... I already paid for it, so...
Let me see. There's a note from October. It says, I spoke to you. It says he said he canceled. I explained that he didn't. Explained timeline and addressed that Townscore called him. Oh, it says that you decided to continue because I offered you 30 days on the back end, and I set the next billing to November 25th. So I think
because I already paid for it. So you said, well, you might as well just, you know, keep on. I wanted to cancel it right then.
Right. But that's the problem is that now when you decide to continue, it's a retention effort, which is why
I didn't decide to recontinue. You told me to continue because you said I already paid for it. So why would you, cancel it when you just paid for the next month?
So I'll go back and review that call because, you know, our calls are recorded for quality assurance.
That's fine.
Yeah, just to make sure, you know, what was said. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. But typically in a situation like that, you would have to call us 3 business days prior to the next billing if you decide to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for. So I just want to make sure that I explain that to you. It could be that maybe I didn't, you know, so I'll go back.
Or maybe you did and I forgot, but I just want to say,
yeah,
that's why I wanted to cancel it then, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. And you know, I obviously, you know, want to help you as much as I can. So I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but listening to that call is probably going to be very helpful. Let me see if there's another option. How come you're wanting to cancel?
I just don't feel like I'm getting enough business. I got one call from since I've had it.
Wow. Okay. All together, huh? Not just one since last time we spoke. Just one call altogether.
One total. Yeah. Because you
said,
well, after the 60 days is when. You
yeah,
know,
it's supposed
getting,
to really, yeah, take off, but it sounds
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I've got one call.
Okay. So, there's 18 leads on the dashboard coming in through the call tracking number.
Yeah, but that's like you guys calling me, or like people trying to do other advertisements, or the same thing like you guys do.
I see. So, they're trying to like sell you something else, right?
Right, saying
okay.
That Local Splash is this, there are competitors or whatnot, all that.
Yeah, that's why I put in the notes I had addressed that Townscore had called you. I must have heard a call like that on your dashboard or something, you know? So, okay.
So I've got one.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're at the point where you should be getting a lot more than that based on what's trending in your area. So I'm going to find out, you know, what's going on, and I'll go back and listen to that call. Worst case scenario, Tyler, there's a way to cancel the program and just let you keep the website, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. And if we get to that point, once that's paid, we could cancel the whole shebang. So if you don't even want to keep the site, you know, I would get an override and reduce the past due balance from $199 to $49. And then once that's paid, we could cancel.
Because I also do like the number, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because that $49 includes the website, the hosting, and the call tracking number. So you get to keep all of that for that $49 plan. I mean, unless you think that would work, and then I could just override it right now. And then, I mean, if you have the 49 available, great. If not, you know, I could give you some more time on it, too.
Right. And then how can I, like, add more pictures and add more, like,
You can do that right through your dashboard. There's a tab that says business info, and anything that you update on that business info page is automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So I can show you how to do that. Or you could also, if you wanted to, you could do just send an email, you know, to localphotos@localsplash.com. And then when we get the email, we would update it for you. But, you know, the fastest way is definitely on the dashboard.
Okay, I don't even know how to get to the dashboard.
Oh, okay. I'll send you a login again just so that you have it. And then if you can do the 49 right now, you'll have immediate access to the dashboard. If you can't, then you would just have to log in after it's paid. Because if you try right now, it'll just say the information here is no longer being updated. You know, so click here to reactivate. But once it's active, you can get right in and I can show you how to do it.
Right, but I don't want to pay that $119, though.
No, what I did was I overrode the $199 payment and I changed it to $49 for website hosting and the call tracking number only. Now, I just sent you your login, but it's showing me that the password is blank. So that means you reset it at one point or another. If you think you know what
I have no idea.
Okay, you want me to make another temporary password then and send it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's why I was telling you, because I can make a temporary password. That's no problem. Okay, so I'm generating that
I got a lot going on.
I get it. Yes, I'll send you a second email. The first one will say login credentials to your advanced reporting, and that one, the password is blank. So then you can just delete that one and open up the second one, and it will have that temporary password in it. Now, once you get in, you can keep the temporary password if you like it. If not, you can change it again to something that you would remember. Okay?
Okay. Is there a yearly, annually pay, or is that monthly?
No,
or lifetime pay?
There's nothing like that, but I mean, if things are really tight, I could try to see if they would allow me to put you into the corporate race for the hosting, which is 29 monthly. Typically,
yeah,
you have
to be
like
nice.
You know, like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness and have 100 locations or more. But I can, you know, like I said, try to get that for you. So let me get an override.
Work that magic.
Yeah, for the corporate hosting, because I know, you know, every penny counts when you're trying to get a business off the ground, you know. So
I'm just starting. Everything is going back into it. It's just really.
Yep. So if you get any notifications that talk about the $199 being past due and reoccurring to $398, don't worry about that. I already changed your billing to the $29 moving forward, and then. For that payment, should we try it on the visa that we have ending in 9967, or is that one no good?
That's no good. It's gone.
It's gone. Okay. So should we update it? To
Yeah, someone got in this and got. I got a lot of fraud.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it was bad news.
Yeah. Did the bank reimburse you for all of it?
They did, but it was too late because they somehow, how they did it is they, like, did claims on my, like, on my purchases.
Really?
To get the money, yeah, to get the money back. And, like, so, like, I lost my insurance. I lost everything because I thought it was already paid. And then they claimed it and they took it. So they said it was, like, a fraud purchase.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yeah, I got pretty screwed on that one.
Well, I'm happy that you caught it because now at least, you know, everything should be secure, you know. But
yeah, I caught it a little late. I would have not caught it, but they tried to, they did fake, business checks and wrote them to themselves. And they did like $200, $198 checks by like up to like $4,000 and tried to, and the bank caught it and I was like, that ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were doing.
Yeah, well, I'm happy.
I don't even know how they got all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I had fraud on my account years ago, and when they investigated it, they found out it was legit, and so they gave me the money back. But when I pressed them and said, how did that even happen, they wouldn't give me much info. They just said, you know, the gas station on this and such corner, and I'm like, yeah, okay, don't go there anymore. So I was thinking, you know, what does that mean? But I'm thinking that somehow or another, maybe that gas station, you know how you see on the news where they
got your
like
information.
A card reader? Yeah, mm-hmm. They can put like a card reader in it, and then they can sit across the street with binoculars and watch you put your PIN number in if you're not careful, and there you go. Next minute, they can go charge things on it. So that's what I'm thinking happened, but they didn't give me the exact details other than, you know, don't go to that gas station anymore. So, yeah,
right.
Go figure. But, okay, so I'm ready when you are with the new card.
Now you got me nervous.
Oh.
Just kidding.
The good thing about Local Splash is our system is encrypted, which means that once I put the number in, it blocks out all the digits other than the last four. So nobody can ever have access to it through our system. And the servers for our building are in the same building as the local police department. So everything is locked down and secure with us. We have VeriSign secured up to transactions over the phone up to $150,000 because we work with big corporations too.
Okay, and this is only you're only going to charge a 29.
Yep, moving forward, I've overridden that, so you're going to be grandfathered into that rate. So it'll never go up to the 49 or even to the 199 again. It'll stay at the $29, okay?
And I don't have to pay the $199 that's already been,
Right. What that does is it'll cancel the rest of the program, but allow you to keep the website and the call tracking number. So, because I don't know if you've looked at the site lately, but there's a little orange banner up there saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through. So once this $29 goes through, that orange banner will come down by tomorrow. So that's the good thing. And the site looks, you know, more active when it's in a current status.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's still the same billing address, by the way, on West 55th
yeah.
Street? It is. Okay, perfect. And then the card number?
5293.
Okay.
7306.
Got it.
5052.
Okay.
1229.
And expiration?
1225.
And the code?
021.
Great. Okay, so I will get the authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me. Do you want me to show you how to get on the dashboard right now, or do you want to maybe just refer to the email, and then if you have any questions, you can call me? Okay. Yeah, so do that. Refer to the email. Once you log in, all you have to do is go to that button that says business information. You'll see it at the top where it says home, leads, Google Insights. If you go to the very last tab, it'll say business information, and that's the page that you can upload photos from your site, okay? So if you have any questions, you know, or you can't get in, just feel free to call us, okay?
Okay, so what did my, my Google thing, so they can't find me on Google anymore?
No, they can. So what that $199 package includes is the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. It includes the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Excuse me. And it includes the website and the hosting. So when a client goes to only website hosting like you're doing now and the call tracking number, it's not like our technicians hit a button and delete everything that you had. You get to keep all of that for your business. It's just that unless someone's going in and doing the constant programming, it's going to fall off of the first page. It doesn't happen automatically, but it will start slipping in the placement because nobody's doing those updates on it anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even ever got to the first placement because when I looked up there, when I looked up the name, I was never first.
It's showing on your dashboard that, let me see what the impressions and the actions are. So it's showing that you had been found on the first page 106 times with 80 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. And you'll see that from the dashboard too. Also, what I noticed is a lot of the phone numbers that came through the tracking number, I can't listen to the calls, obviously, while I'm on the phone with you, but you could log in and listen to them later. But a lot of them are 3-second calls, 7-second calls, 6-second calls. So that could be that they got like a mailbox that's not set up or a voicemail or something and just hung up.
My mailbox is full. I've been trying to figure out how to make it.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, so sometimes that's a missed opportunity. If someone sees you on the first page and then they call you and they get a mailbox that's full, then sometimes they just hang up and call the next guy. So let's see here. The most recent call was from, there was one from yesterday, but I think you talked to them because that was 2:45. I don't know if that
was a sales call.
That was a sales call.
They were trying to get me going.
I figure, because you said
they
you get a lot.
Talking, to be honest, they were just talking trash on you guys.
Okay, but there was three on December 10th that all got that quick voicemail and hung up. So you might want to, you know, follow up with those people and call them and just be like, hey, you know, this is Tyler and I was following up. I missed a call from you last week. Do you still need my service? And, you know, maybe you'll be able to pull something out of it, you know.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know I could do that. The only person I know, his name was Steve.
Steve, okay. So what kind of phone do you have? I can look up, like, how to clear the mailbox on it and send you the instructions also, just so that you can...
I have a Android S24 Ultra.
Okay, S24 Ultra. Is that Samsung?
Yes.
Okay, I love those phones.
Yeah,
I had a Samsung phone years ago that I couldn't find it, and I thought I lost it. Well, I found it in the dryer. So this phone had gone through the washing cycle and the dryer cycle. And yep, and when I found it in the dryer with all the dry laundry, it was still working. So I'm like, oh man, I swear by Samsung now after that.
Yeah, I've got mine in a complete puddle.
Wow.
And it still works. They're supposed to be waterproof, I guess I believe them.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, so good for you. Okay, so I'm sending you an overview of the instructions of how to clear your voicemail just so that, you know, you can do that because I think that that's important. Even if you're just keeping the site, you don't want to miss an opportunity if somebody calls you. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I've already had a couple people tell me that.
Exactly. Okay. So, okay, I'll get that out to you. And then if you have any questions, my phone number is at the bottom of the email too. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you could also reach out to me at that time. Okay.
Awesome. That's why I need an assistant because I'm not good at all this stuff. I'm just good at working.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I know. That's why I kind of always look things up because I don't know how to go into my settings and clear my voice box either, even though I work in a building full of technicians. But I know where to find the answer. First, I go to Google. If I can't find it there, I go to YouTube. I found so much stuff on YouTube, even with, you know, things that I had to fix myself just by going on there and looking at videos, you know. So.
Right.
Yep.
Well, thank you for your help.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your week, too.
Hey, you too.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.